My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 13th of October 2009 and the time is 7:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Hello, good morning. My name is John Charles Jones. I'm 54 years old and I'm from Nottingham.
Now, have you travelled to London this morning, especially for your hour on the plinth?
I actually came down last night, especially from Ireland, stayed locally. So.
Did you have an opportunity to come and see the square before?
Sadly not. I didn't actually get in until almost 10 o'clock last night, so no.
And when you arrived this morning and saw someone up on the plinth, was it how you imagined it would be?
Yes, I think so. I think it was, I came along at about 6 o'clock to have a quiet look around, and I don't think I've ever seen the square empty before, so it was actually quite interesting. Yes.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Probably mixed feelings. Back in April or May, it seemed a wonderful thing to apply for, but of course, as the minutes tick away, slight butterflies. But yes, it's. I'm afraid I'm quite light-hearted about it. Really, hopefully, I've got quite a pertinent message to try and convey, but in a very light-hearted way. Can't take this too seriously.
What is that message? What is it that you'll be doing today?
Well, I'm a farmer. I'm not from a farming background, but I've worked in the farming industry all my working life. Absolutely passionate about it, committed to it. And I suppose I want to use my 60 minutes I think the best sculptors actually make sculptures, if I call it that, just make you stand and think and ponder. And if I can just persuade a few people to think about the importance of farming and why farming matters, then I'll go away satisfied.
And how will you be going about doing that on the plinth?
Well, I've been lucky enough to have been lent a few props, so I've got a 6-foot-high welly that cherry picker permitting will get up there. I've got a couple of little tractors which can keep me company, so hopefully anyone looking at the plinth will at least be able to recognise an agricultural connection straight away. And then I've got a small placard just saying farming matters, and how much more from there I don't know. I'll probably decide when I'm up there.
And do you plan on doing any talking about the subject, or will you?
Certainly at the moment, and it's interesting actually, over the last fortnight or so I've swayed from one to the other, probably right here and now, then yes, I do intend to say something, but which might of course be made more difficult if there aren't a great number of people in the square, but perhaps I can chat away merrily to myself and feel less self-conscious about it.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about that message that you're putting across?
I think it's, I suppose, for quite a long time now, the role of farmers, I think, has been sidelined. I mean, obviously, environmental issues are extraordinarily important and very close to my heart as well. But I think mainline farming, if I can call it that, our primary role is in producing food. And I think farmers generally feel that over the last decade and probably more, that they've been encouraged to become park keepers, for want of a better expression. And our prime role really is about producing food, or I believe it should be. We have a world population that is increasing at an extraordinary rate. And I think the predictions are that we need to be producing, you know, up to perhaps between 70 and 100% more food by 2050. Well, God willing, that might still be in my lifetime. And for a 70% world increase in food supply, I mean, if that doesn't rattle the cages of a few people and remind people just how important the role of the farmer is in achieving that, because no one else can achieve it if we don't.
And what can someone who isn't a farmer do to help with that?
I think it's perhaps just, certainly speaking as an English farmer, British farmer, I would naturally seek to persuade people to buy British food, the probably the best known food assurance mark is the red tractor logo. I'll have two little red tractors accompanying me on the plinth. And, you know, if people seek out food with a red tractor logo on it, then at least they can be assured that it is produced to the very highest standards, probably anywhere in the world, and can buy it and consume it with confidence. But I think also more than that, I just want, you know, I mean, here we are, when I'm up there, it'll be 8 o'clock in the morning. The majority, excuse me, the majority of people will have had breakfast at some time or other. And I mean, all the things that they will have consumed for breakfast, and it doesn't matter if it's milk in their coffee, whether it's cereals that they've eaten, whether they're eggs, whether it's porridge, whether it's a full English breakfast in the best sense of the world, you know, all those things include ingredients that farmers are producing day in, day out, year in, year out, up and down the country. And probably the link, because as a civilized Western society, we are not, we're used to a plentiful supply of food. I think we all, and myself included, we take that for granted. And I think the huge spike in food prices going back a year, 18 months, you know, perhaps was just a salutary reminder to us all that, you know, things can conspire against us. We're very much in a global industry these days, and we just want the weather not to behave itself in several parts of the world at the same time. And, you know, food supply can become severely threatened. I think as farmers we're often lambasted, or certainly in the past it's been too simple to criticise us for, if you like, following political signals and producing too much food. And the grain mountains of not long ago, and milk lakes and so on. But in essence, for everyone to have plentiful supplies of food, it's a very fine dividing line. In order to have enough food, you have to actually have too much food. 99%, if you're only producing 99% of what's being eaten, then some people are going hungry.
And what's the impact that you'd like to have today by going up and raising awareness of this?
I think the impact probably, and I probably won't achieve it, because it's not within the control of individuals to control the destiny of individual farms. But I think the one thing that is important is that in order, certainly within this country, for there to be plentiful supplies of food and to have a landscape and environment that is well looked after, we need to have strong, viable farming business. At the end of the day, farmers, whilst they may love what they're doing, they're not doing it for love. They're doing it very much as a business. The amount of money invested in farms these days is huge. The return on capital is pathetic. So I think it is important that farmers continue to be viable into the future. You know, and for a long while now, you know, almost all sectors, and I don't want to come across as a whinging farmer, because I hope I'm not, but almost all sectors have been living a bit on the knife edge. And one only has to think in something like the dairy sector, in the dairy industry. And we used to produce milk, we no longer do. But 50% of dairy farmers have ceased production in the last 10 years alone. I mean, that's a staggering number, 50%. And in the 10 years before it, I think it was 50%. You know, it can't go on like that. It can't go on like that. And yes, the businesses that are left are getting bigger, but all the time, you know, the basic infrastructure is threatened. And the same could happen with all sectors if we're not careful.
And when you knew that you had your hour,
yes, I think so. I mean, it's something that's very close to my heart. I want it to come across, I wouldn't pretend to be in an artistic way, because I don't really regard myself as being an artistic person, but I don't want it to come across. I appreciate Anthony Gormley's aims are that this should be, if you like, a non-political space. I suppose to an extent, in trying to get my message across, then there is an element of politics, but I hope with a very, very small p, in that I just want people to just to stop and think. You know, and a lot of people, you know, eating their breakfast, you know, they perhaps don't realise that the, you know, all those ingredients that they are just eating have actually been produced, the majority in this country. You know, and some people, I mean, even it was interesting, the taxi driver coming in this morning, you know, I said, what have you had for breakfast? He said, I haven't had it yet. He said, it's actually next door to me. I said, well, alongside me. I said, what is it? He said, it's Weetabix. And in the conversation, he asked me what I produced. I said, wheat. And he said, oh, what's that used for? And I said, well, it's interesting, the breakfast you've got alongside you. I said, it isn't spelt the same way, but it will be made, hopefully, from the wheat that I produced. And it made him think. And now, if I can just do that on a slightly larger scale today, then that would be great. That'd be great.
And when you first heard about the project, did you, even at that point, what made you want to take part in it? And at that point, did you think that would be a good opportunity? Yes, or was there a different reason for you initially applying?
I think when I first heard about the project, it would have been probably on the BBC News website, I think, probably on the when the project was announced, and I suppose probably a moment of boredom or just, oh God, that sounds fun, we'll apply online, never thinking in 1,000 years that our number would come up. And of course, it was only what, 3 weeks ago when I had the email that you begin to think, oh God, is this a good idea? but yes, no regrets so far.
Wonderful. And do you have any expectations about how it will go up there or what it will be like?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think I'm sure it'll be very different when you're standing 7.5 meters in the air, though, when you're looking at it from the ground, you'll get a different perspective. So no, it might yet turn into a completely silent hour. I hope I'm not lost for words, because I hope I've got a few useful messages that I'd love to try and get across.
And if people in the square want to interact with you, would you be happy to answer questions or let them know what you're thinking?
So certainly. I mean, interestingly, I had an interview with Radio Nottingham, it was with the BBC Farming Today programme yesterday, and they said, well, we understand that there could easily be some hecklers. Are you prepared for them? And I have to say, no, I'm not at all, and I hope no one's there to heckle. I think that would certainly make me think that I should just shut up and say nothing if that's the case. But oh no, I hope there will be some interaction. Yes, it'll probably put me at ease anyway.
And you've told us obviously what you do and why it's important to you. Would you mind telling us some of the other things in your life that are important to you?
Well, I was going to say apart from my family. That's a very glib statement, isn't it? Family is extraordinarily important. Wife is a partner in the farming business. Two children, if I can call it that, both in their late 20s. So obviously very, very keen on what they're doing. But it's this is a new farming venture for us. We moved to this farm 5 years ago, and to be quite honest, the amount of there has been no time for anything else within the last 5 years, and hopefully that might change in the future. So it's very much an all-consuming passion for me. I think my wife wishes it wasn't regularly, but whilst I've got the energy, God willing, then. Yes, we haven't quite got the farm sorted yet, but hopefully soon, and then we can relax a bit.
And what were your family's reactions to you going up on the plinth?
Rather you than me, I think. I think my wife would have preferred that we were probably going away for a day's holiday to London to enjoy the sights rather than come down and do this. But she's coming down to support me today, as indeed I've got a support team, if I can call it that, who have been extraordinarily helpful from the NFU, the National Farmers Union. Again, they're there very much in a supportive ability and are well aware that it's a sort of a non-political or apolitical stance today. So, but hopefully they can help get the message across.
And have you ever been involved in an arts project before?
No, none whatever. So yes, I find it quite. Quite amusing and quite strange that I'm sitting here doing this, really.
What has your experience of the project been like so far?
Tremendous. I think from the time certainly from the time of acceptance, I suppose, you know, the booklets, the written information, the phone calls, the welcome we've had this morning. I couldn't ask for a better reception. It's been, yeah, very good.
Yeah. And are you able to put into words what the opportunity means to you to have to be one of the 2,400 people able to go up on the plinth and do whatever they want for that hour?
I think it's quite difficult to answer that now, and probably once I've done it, and hopefully not made too embarrassed myself up there, and made a reasonable job of my hour. I'm sure it would be fantastic to look back. You know, I mean, as someone said the other day, you know, I've been called lots of things in my life, but never a plinther. And obviously there's a limited number of us who will have had the opportunity to be there. And no one's going to be able to take that away from me ever. So, yes, that will be fun, I hope.
And finally, if you think back to your profile on the website, on there you're asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put in your mind?
Simple answer is no, I can't. I think I put industrious. I think farmers, by their very nature, are actually very industrious. They have to be. I think lateral thinker was one of them, and I suppose perhaps if I wasn't a lateral thinker, I wouldn't be here today. In that, there's probably not, for many other reasons, there isn't a great rush of farmers to come up and make a fool of themselves for an hour on the plinth. And to be honest, I can't remember what the other word was. I thought of them very quickly, no, I can't. Sorry.
It's okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a great hour.
Thank you. I'll try to. Thank you.